Hi, this is Carmen.
And Arshia.
And welcome to Out the Cocoon.
Hey everybody, today it will be just me, Carmen, but I'm joined by a special guest, Cindy Huang. Today's episode is going to be a short segment centered around struggling with identities and bridging cultural differences. Cindy, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello everyone, I'm so excited to be here to talk with Carmen. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm Carmen's and Arshia's classmate. As a quick introduction, I enjoy playing piano, reading, and playing water polo. I am a first-generation Chinese-American, and today I will be discussing my personal experiences as a person of color. I think it's easiest to start my story in my youth. I started living in America permanently while I was quite young, so young in fact that I can barely remember China in my memories. For me, there was definitely that social pressure, which made me so desperate to fit in. I had to learn English from scratch and deal with a completely different set of customs. I think that nearly every ethnic child will deal with certain microaggressions as well, especially concerning appearance or food. That was also the case with me, with tiny children asking why my food smelled weird, or why I would eat something they deemed as gross, or why I looked different from them. While it's understandable that they were simply young and ignorant, to a developing child, those are the comments that cut the deepest. I think that led me to shun the part of myself that was Chinese. That correlated to different parts of my culture. I started bringing bland peanut butter sandwiches to school and started to talk like everyone else. At home, my parents would encourage me, against my will if I may add, to continue my studies on Chinese, but I was adamant on not learning Chinese anymore. When I first came to America, I spoke fluent Mandarin along with another provincial dialect, ate Chinese food proudly, and was undoubtedly Chinese. But afterward, I began hiding those parts of myself, and somewhere along the way, I think I lost those parts. Now that I'm older, I regret I let those opportunities to become closer to my parents and culture escape me, but now I'm comfortable in where I stand and comfortable in discussing my journey. I am unapologetically Chinese American, and now I know that nothing can shake that.
My own experience is almost a reversal of yours in some ways. I am half Cuban, half white, and my grandparents immigrated to America in the 60s, and my mother is a first-generation Cuban-American woman. From the story she tells me, her experience was very similar to yours, but since she grew up in Florida, the community around her had a good amount of Hispanic people, culture, food, etc. When it comes to my experience as a Hispanic woman, it differs from yours. I'm half white and look white, therefore I am not a person of color. You talked about your experience dealing with certain foods and speaking Chinese. Personally, my mother is fluent in both Spanish and English, and I was spoken to in Spanish growing up. But because my father does not speak Spanish, my ability to be fluent in Spanish was never pursued. One of my biggest regrets is not working on my fluency as a child, although it's not like I would have known in 10 years in the future I would want to be more well-versed. Before I moved to Oregon, I lived in Florida, where there's a large Hispanic, or more specifically, Cuban community, and it was much easier to connect to those parts of myself. Something that comes with living in Oregon is that I'm more disconnected from my family's culture, and the only real access I have to it is through my mother. Sometimes I'm not sure if I can even consider myself Hispanic or Latina because I'm not as immersed in my family's culture as I once was. Although my sister and mother look Cuban, the genes did not get carried over to me, and if you looked at me, you would not guess that I'm Cuban. Consequently, I feel kind of weird calling myself Latina when I don't face the same discrimination as other Hispanic and Latina women, and I'm not as connected to my culture. Although I am close to fluent, eat Cuban food, and try my best to experience Cuban culture, where I stand as a Hispanic woman confuses me.
I think it's so interesting that although we have different journeys and backgrounds, we both had that part in our lives where we sort of feel disconnected from the parts of us that are considered ethnic. We both feel regret over lost chances in our youth and wish to reclaim those parts of ourselves. I think that might also be an intrinsic part of being a person of color in America, as America is known to be a melting pot of cultures and yet reacts so negatively to practices that are not Caucasian in origin.
Yes, I completely agree. I think this is something that should be discussed more as it so deeply impacts much of America. America was built on the backs of immigrants, but much of their experience deals with struggling to find their past. It's important to explore those parts of ourselves to become more familiar with our cultural identity. Thanks so much for listening, and thank you, Cindy, for speaking about your experience. And be on the lookout for more episodes. We'll see you next time on Out the Cocoon.